Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. I'm Sweetie Abochi, and in this bulletin, Ghana Police Service assures it has a firm grip on Abdul Mojibo, a man described as a notorious Ghanaian criminal who was handed over by Togolese officials for onward prosecution.
I wish to assure you that he's currently in a location where there's no way he's going to escape under no circumstances. So be assured that he's in a secure legal place of detention.
And Parliament Assurances Committee set to commence public hearing on promises made by ministers and other public officials in line with its oversight mandate.
To promises that you make to members of Parliament, we will go there physically to check whether it is true. And we'll call you to justify to the people why it has not been done. And so that is the work that we are going to essentially do. It will be
These and many stories in this bulletin. Please stay for details. Starting with, the Ghana Police Service is giving assurances that it has a firm grip on the Adinda Akpo Abdul Mojibo, a man described by the police as a notorious criminal who was caught on CCTV in several robbery operations in some elite areas in Accra. The suspect reportedly crossed borders in attempt to escape justice, but was arrested by the Togo Police Force after a 3-year chase. Although there are fears that the suspect could slip away, Director General of the Police CID, DCOP Lydia Yakodonko, says Mojibo is in a very tightly secure location.
So as a result of the collaboration we have with our partners within the sub-region, we identified finally the location where he was, which was Togo. And because it's a transnational crime, you definitely have to involve Interpol for this identification and then arrest and subsequent handing over. So if he's involved in other crimes in Togo, I can't really speak to that. But if he has to be picked up as well, he will definitely have to answer for his crimes in Togo. But for now, he's here because he's responsible for the crimes that occurred in Accra. And the second one, how sure are we that he won't escape this time around? I wish to assure you that he's currently in a location where there's no way he's going to escape under no circumstances. So be assured that he's in a secure legal place of detention and he's not going to escape. So you can be assured of that. Thank you.
Moving on, Africa Education Watch is calling for urgent reforms to make the Ghana school feeding program more efficient and accountable. This follows ongoing efforts by the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection to improve the program, which currently supports millions of basic school students across the country. Among its key recommendations, the Education Policy Think Tank is urging the ministry to convene a national forum to engage stakeholders on sustainable solutions. And I have a copy of the statement with me, and they are recommending, one, to expedite the decentralized procurement of caterers and contract management under the Ghana School Feeding Program and ensure only financially capable and technically competent caterers are engaged by local government. He also says they're asking for the ministry to liaise with the audit service to audit the current beneficiary data under the ministry. They're also asking for a collaboration with the ministries of finance and local government to facilitate fiscal decentralization of the Ghana School Feeding Program to local government, and implementation funds should be incorporated into local government budgets and disbursed promptly. These more details will come up in our subsequent bulletins. But in other stories, the Accra Metropolitan Assembly says it is targeting the Kimbu Road to Railways, ECG Junction to the King Taki Statue, Opera Square to Adabraka in its latest decongestion exercise scheduled for next week. Speaking to Joy News, Head of Public Affairs of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, Gilbert Ankra, said the assembly is going to introduce a 24-hour operational module which will include a task force to ensure the permanency of the decongestion exercise while promoting trading activities.
They are shared within the market, so we're urging all of them to move into the market and then embark on their trading activities. Those who don't have, the assembly is considering other alternatives, just as I said earlier on, to ensure that on specific days, specific roads within the entire central business district and the metropolis will be blocked for trading activities and all that. We are also looking at ensuring that some of the pavements, we do markings for them to be behind those lines for them to. And let me also state that as part of measures to ensure sustainability, Mayor has been very, very clear that we are going to introduce a 24-hour operational model, and this will include the sanitation and security task force to also complement efforts by the assembly to promote trading activities.
Meanwhile, with a recent increase in fire outbreaks causing destruction in many marketplaces, including Accra, Legal Link lawyers and associates embarked on an educational exercise at Makola Market to raise awareness among traders about the importance of using legal means to secure compensation for losses during such disasters. Addressing the traders, Deputy Managing Counsel of the firm, Camille Mohammed, emphasized the need to secure insurance to ensure proper compensation in times of such incidents.
Insurance policy covering the property, and such an incident happens, the insurer will pay the landlord compensation for that. And by extension, the wells that have been damaged, depending on the nature of the insurance policy, it may even cover the content of the building as well. But for the content, your wells, because they belong to you, you have to insure them against fire and other eventuality for that. But of course, even if you get the compensation and the building has been damaged, it means you can't continue to trade in the premises. And that is what the landlord will have to come in to either fix it within the shortest possible time for you to continue to operate it, or work out some other arrangement for you. So insurance is key here.
In other news, Parliament's Committee on Assurances is serving notice that it will commence hearings from next month on key government promises and other commitments made by public officials to Parliament. Chairperson of the committee and Member of Parliament for Bimbila constituency, Mr. Dominic Nitowo, in his address to the press after a three-day capacity building workshop for members of the committee in the Eastern Region, he said that they will live up to its mandate and ensure that the interests of Ghanaians are preserved.
Realized that there was a need to move from the government side chairing it to the opposition side chairing it, or the largest members of the opposition chairing it. And so the chair of this committee is none to the opposition. But I can say that members of this committee, whether in government or opposition, are poised to do their work and do it effectively. I have every confidence that we'll start doing that. And we'll begin with public sitting from July, you begin to see us in public sitting, calling people who make promises to Parliament. So if you give us a timeline that by September, this road project will be completed. From other questions from members of Parliament or from the budget itself or to promises that you make to members of Parliament, we will go there physically to check whether it is true and we'll call you to justify to the people why it has not been done. And so that is the work that we are going to essentially do. It will be a very visible group of people who do their work and do it effectively. And we are doing it on behalf of the people of Ghana, not just on anybody's behalf. And we will be non-partisan in our work. I already called that this committee, we are not going to do it with partisanship in our minds. No, we are going to do it as members of Parliament. So when we begin to probe ministers and probe even members of Parliament, even opposition members, when they make promises and assurances to Parliament, we'll go after them to find out exactly why you did it, when it's supposed to be done, and if you don't want it to that way, then you know.
Now, Assembly members of the Etchimwa Mponya district have petitioned President Mahama to consider the nomination of Sakina Ofuriwa, a member of the communication team for the National Democratic Congress, for the position of district chief executive. They have threatened to resist any other nominee for the position. Etchimwa Mponya and Asante Mampong district assemblies are the only two assemblies in the Ashanti region yet to receive nominations for the chief executive position. Here's more by Oheming Teria in this report.
34 assembly members, made up of 25 elected members and 9 government appointees, on May 9, 2025, petitioned President Mahama to nominate a former assembly woman for Adobera electoral area, Sakina Ofuriwa, as district chief executive. But the number of the petitioners has since shot up to 40. This means more than two-thirds of the 50 assembly members are rooting for Madam Sakina, one of the three candidates shortlisted for the position.
If you heard the voices, how a lot of them were cheering to one of the candidates when we mentioned the nominees, it tells you that one candidate, which is Honorable Sakina, is most of the assembly members' their preference. However, I can say that there are choices, but majority of the assembly members would opt for Honorable Sakina.
The assembly members say she has been supportive of development projects in the area, donating 30 motorbikes to assembly members, and also provided free meals to polling agents of all political parties in the last general election. Here is assembly member for Anansu electoral area, Salifu David, who insists the failure of President Mahama to nominate Madam Sakina would be resisted.
And that's it for the news at 12 with me, Sweetie Abochi. Stay, because Ziggy brings you Worship Zone. Enjoy your Sunday.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.